Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Hard Currency, the Financial Times podcast on the foreign exchange market. I'm Roger Blitz, and in a week dominated by impeachment risk for Donald Trump, it's easy to forget that the week actually started with the US president delivering a broadside at the Federal Reserve or its policy of raising rates. These are comments that the president made which saw the dollar fall as well as the impeachment risk. So are investors starting to believe that Mr. Trump's jawboning is going to be pushing the dollar lower, or do they have more faith in the Federal Reserve and its interest rates path? Well, with me to discuss these factors is Alvin Tan, the forex strategist at Societe Generale. Alvin, a lot of dollar risk around. Let's start first with just, if you like, getting it out of the way. This issue of impeachment risk, political risk, is around a great deal. Do you think it was a natural reaction for the markets to sell off the dollar on the guilty pleas of Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen?
Well, I think it makes sense in terms of a knee-jerk reaction by the market. Political uncertainty always tends to weaken the currency. In fact, quite apart from Donald Trump, we've seen that in Australia recently.
Yes.
So it's par for the course for the currency markets. However, this issue of whether Trump will be impeached or not is highly dependent on the midterm elections in November. And so the timeline of this process is one that will play out over months and not weeks.
But since you mentioned the midterms, is the run up to the midterms election, do you think, a likely vulnerable time for the dollar? Investors like to be quite, nervous about that outcome.
I think certainly if towards the midterm, so we get consistent opinion polls showing a swing towards the Democrats, particularly in the House of Representatives, I think that will have an impact on the dollar, and the impact will come from, as mentioned earlier, a heightened risk of impeachment of the president.
So let's look at what the president said about the Fed. He doesn't like the Fed policy. He says he's not thrilled about the idea of rising interest rates. First off, this shouldn't have been a surprise to the markets that this is his view.
No, not at all. He said it on previous occasions. Not the first time he's said it at all.
And so, therefore, the reaction of the market to sell off the dollar, you could say, well, hang on a minute, guys. You knew this is what he thought. Why are you selling off?
Yeah, absolutely right. Also, on top of this, is we have thin markets in August, which exacerbates the movements. Yes,
but do you think it says something about worries about the independence of the Fed? Is that starting to enter the playbook of the investor?
I think that is a concern, but I think there is a more fundamental one in that. In fact, the U.S. executive branch, through the Treasury Department, has full authority to intervene in the FX market.
Yes.
And that is nothing to do with the independence of the Fed. We're talking about the currency markets directly.
Yes.
But historically, the U.S. Treasury has only intervened in partnership with the Fed.
Yes.
But it does have the authority to do so. So I think there is some fear being priced in. We think this is a low probability event, but there's probably some fear being priced in that the US Treasury may indeed activate this authority.
A week that's actually seen lots of volatility in the dollar because the Fed minutes came out, and in some ways that those losses that the dollar was experiencing because of the impeachment risk and Trump's comments on the Fed were in some part recovered. What did we learn about the Fed minutes?
I don't think we learned much. In fact, market expectations were pretty stable through the course of the day as the minutes came out. So at this point, a September hike is priced in, and it seems that the Fed is heavily hinting on the next move in September will be indeed a hike, and that further hikes are coming.
But do you think there was an element of dovishness out of the minutes on what the Fed said about the yield curve inversion? If you can just explain what that is.
Yes, one could read a hint of dovishness in terms of the apparent concern in the Fed of inverting the yield curve. At this point, for example, the difference between the U.S. 10-year yield and the 2-year yield is only 23 basis points.
Yes.
So if the current trends continue, it is likely that two further Fed hikes from here will flatten the yield curve entirely, meaning no difference between the 10-year yield and the 2-year yield.
And the importance of the inversion is that it is a predictor of recession?
Historically, the an inverted yield curve has been a very good indicator of recessions, historically. Mm. That is.
But did the minutes give us a clear indication that the Fed was worried about it, or simply that it's a matter of discussion?
Well, I mean, the fact that, okay, I mean, quite apart from what we saw in the FOMC minutes, we have heard, in previous months and quarters, a growing chorus of Fed speakers talking about the yield curve and the kind of signals that it potentially sends about the economy. And I think the combination of all that is becoming pretty clear that that there is some growing wariness as the yield curve continues to flatten. It is important to note that historically, the flattening of the yield curve by itself is not an indicator of a weakening economy. The yield curve, if anything, is a binary indicator. So the question is, is it inverted or is it not inverted?
Yes.
Not that it's flattening.
Okay. You mentioned the economy. It's in pretty rude health, the economy. I mean, I think September rate hike is pretty much is priced in by the market.
Yes, done deal, yeah.
What does SocGen think of a December hike?
We are not forecasting a December hike at this point. However, we do think that there will be a hike in the first quarter of next year. That being said, it's going to be a close call whether we do get a fourth rate hike, which is a December hike this year. I mean, certainly, as you mentioned, the economy is in rude health. Some of it, though, is kind of watching the rearview mirror in the sense that we are seeing the impact of the fiscal stimulus that was passed late last year, and it's percolating through the economy, it's boosting it. But I think it's also fair to say that the consensus among economists, and indeed we share that view, that the U.S. economy should start to lose momentum towards year-end into next year.
Yes, okay. So the Fed chair, Jay Powell, he's hosting this symposium in Wyoming, the Jackson Hole Symposium, on Friday and Saturday. Investors want to hear what the Fed thinks of the next few months into 2019, but he's not going to give that much away, is he?
No, it's very doubtful. First of all, we just had the FOMC minutes.
Yeah.
And between the minutes and his speech tomorrow, there hasn't been a lot of developments, particularly with the U.S. economy.
Yes.
So it's unlikely that he will stand up and give a very different message from what was conveyed in the FOMC minutes. There's really no justification for him to do so. So I would imagine he will hold the line in the sense of, making sure the market understands that the Fed will continue to tighten, but it will do so gradually.
Yes, it's a tricky one for markets, the dollar. I mean, here we have a quite an unusual week in which lots of things have affected it. If you looked at a score sheet, I suppose, and you looked at the pros and cons, you'd actually probably come down on what side, Alvin? Would you be saying this is a week in which you're more likely to believe in a weaker dollar or a stronger dollar, or pretty much carry on as it is?
Well, our view is that the broad dollar, which is the trade-weighted dollar, peaked in early 2017, which is when Eurodollar traded to 104.
Yeah.
From here, we believe that the dollar will gradually but fitfully weaken going forward. And it's going to weaken for a variety of reasons. The most important fundamental one is, as I mentioned, I think it's very clear that the U.S. economy is gradually losing momentum, and that will become clearer as we get into next year. And the other one is that indeed the market has priced in two Fed hikes, or you know, through the middle of next year. So there's quite a lot of expectations already baked into the market about where the Fed is going. And finally, the U.S. yield curve indeed continues to flatten. And as the FOMC minutes indicated, I think if and when the yield curve does totally flatten, the Fed will be very wary about inverting it by further rate hikes.
Two conclusions from that, Alvin. One is that Donald Trump's personal problems and his personal views on interest rates probably don't matter that much. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
And the second is hallelujah for the likes of the Turkish lira and emerging markets, which have been suffering the pains of a stronger dollar since April and could do with a bit of relief from a weaker one.
Well, yes, in the sense that a weaker broad dollar will help the EM currencies. However, you know, we are bullish euro and yen, partly also because we believe that the ECB and the BOJ are on the path towards policy normalization. Yes. So actually, the bigger macro story here is that the liquidity tide that we've seen supporting high carry EM currencies and the like for the last few years will continue to recede. Right. Even if we don't see the dollar leading the charge.
Yes. Emerging markets, by no means out of the woods.
No, certainly the ones like Turkey that have huge external vulnerabilities, I think, still face substantial challenges.
We tried to bring good news to EM, but I'm afraid we failed miserably. My thanks to Alvin Tan of SocGen. Next week, it's the end of summer, more or less. So with liquidity rebuilding and traders back at their desk, is the market going to take a new and unexpected turn? Join us again to find out. Until then, from Hard Currency, it's goodbye.